好，我哋继续崇拜，好唔好？欢迎大家。We'll continue our service and we welcome everyone this morning. 可以打开圣经，我哋睇约翰一书。You can turn your Bibles as we continue our study in 1 John chapter 5. 我哋约翰一书第五章。And we'll be looking at chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. 我们今天看第五章十六节同埋十七节。约翰一书第五章。今天呢就是都要知道我们有生命是神的恩典。You know, having life is a gift of God.即係早幾日睇到高雄嗰個爆炸事件都好，即係好突然啊！ And just a few days ago, as you look at what happened in Kaohsiung, it comes so suddenly. 咁我要繼續為高雄嗰啲人祈禱。一個月內有兩個悲哀事。We need to continue to pray for the people in Kaohsiung because in just one month there's been two major tragedies happen there. 就先係個墮機事件喺高雄機場出發，跟住又做幾日，即係爆炸成條街。You know, the airplane that crashed, it took off from the Kaohsiung airport, and then just now the gas line that blew up the whole street.
感謝主，我哋收到消息，我哋喺台灣嘅時候認識啲人係佢話冇受傷。
And praise God that we got no news that the people that we know in Taiwan, none of them were affected by this.
洪牧師的太太高牧師就係個家人係高雄嘅
，and Pastor Tony's wife, her family is from Kaohsiung, 但係佢全部安全 ，they're all safe。
咁我哋今日睇咧就呢個經文，我想我哋思想一個問題。
As we look at this passage this morning, I want us to think about a situation.
我以前有个朋友初信主的时候同我差不多时间信耶稣。
But I used to have a friend and he became a Christian around the same time that I did.
他以前又是好像我的背景是一个吸毒的背景。
And his background was like mine. He came out of a drug background.
那他信耶稣的时候非常之热心非常之爱主。
When he became a Christian, he just was really on fire for the Lord, just really, serving God.
他周围传福音，周围带人信耶稣，
and he just bringing people to Christ, you know, sharing the gospel left and right.
我差不多一年后呢，他就无端端就忽然间就好大转变。
And after about one year later, you know, just all of a sudden, a big change.
他就回到旧生命的远离神跌低。
And he went back to the old life, he left the Lord and you know, fell away.
所以我们当时有很多人很惊讶，我们那个朋友的圈里面为什么大兄就会这样。
And then, you know, many of us were very sad, you know, why did this happen to our brother, you know?
我们劝他，关心他，想叫他回到神的身边。
And so we encouraged him, try to bring him back to the Lord, you know?
我想我们很多时候我们都会认识一些人是信耶稣跟着远离耶稣，是不是？
I think so often we know some people who've walked with the Lord and then fallen away, right?
可能你都有一啲嘅朋友係你見到佢係跌低。
And maybe you've had some friends that you've seen that have fallen away.
咁呢個約翰一書係今日嘅經文就要同我哋針對呢個問題。我哋身為基督徒點樣關心佢，應該點樣處理？
And so this passage this morning is going to share with us how we should deal with that, what we should do as a church, as a believer, how we should minister to or be concerned with those who fall away.
感謝主，如果你軟弱跌低，耶穌的手永遠打開，是歡迎你回來。
And praise God, if you have fallen away, God's hands are open and outstretched, and He welcomes you to come back.
神是有恩典有怜悯，是愿意宽恕赦免我们的罪。
And God is full of grace and mercy and always willing to forgive as we come back to Him. 我哋去睇呢个十六节同埋十七节。So let's look at verse 16 and verse 17. 人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不说当为这罪祈求。If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that you should pray about that. 凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin leading to death. 我们一起祈祷。Let's pray.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你今日我哋可以喺度睇你嘅话语，求主亲自向我哋讲说话，打开我哋嘅心，让我哋睇得明你今日同我哋讲嘅话。我哋多谢主，将时间交托喺你手里边，奉耶稣名求， Amen。这个讲到即有至于死的罪和不至于死的罪，一阵间我们会解释。 Here it talks about sin leading to death and sin not leading to death, and we'll talk about that in a moment. 但我 先想解释约翰在这里的中心的意思。 But what I want to talk about mostly this morning is the central theme that John is trying to get across.因为如果你记得两个礼拜前我们去台湾之前，我们讲过呢，就是十四、十五节，他讲蒙应允的祷告。If you recall, 2 weeks ago, before we went to Taiwan, we were talking about answered prayer and the assurance that our prayers can be answered. 所以在十四、十五节来讲的祷告，来到十六、十七节又叫我们为罪人祷告。And so verse 14 and 15 is talking about praying according to God's will. And now in verse 16 and 17, it says, pray for those who fall away. 所以其实约翰的思维就是讲紧强调我们是要为软弱的人祷告。 And so what John is thinking, what his meaning is that we need to pray for those who are weak. 我们需要为他祷告，需要是关心他的生命。 And so we need to pray, we need to be concerned for their life. 可能身边有很多软弱的人，很多软弱弟兄姊妹会是跌低，我们做基督徒应该行在他身边，扶起他起身。 And there may be people who fall and stumble, and as Christians, as the body of Christ, we need to come alongside and help to pick them up and care for them. 我们没办法自己扶起自己。It's impossible to pick yourself up. 我们需要人帮忙，需要朋友，需要力量。We need help, we need friends, we need strength. 所以我们需要祷告，彼此关心。 And so we need to pray, and we need to pray for each other. 很多时教会呢，就是有另一种的态度，见到人家跌低软弱。 So often in the church today, we see that people have a different attitude when somebody falls and stumbles. 很多时会见到这样的反应。 So often I see people with this attitude. 终于由今时今日，我一早看到他碎了。And we say, oh, it's a, I knew it was coming. I could see this guy's full of it. You know, it's, he's got it now. You know, I knew he was going to fall. Or he said, hey, finally he revealed the truth. I knew he was fake. Well, now it's been revealed. I could tell he was false from the beginning. Have you ever heard people talk like that or think like that? 有时见到人家跌低就真的很衰，有些人会怎样呢？
Sometimes when people fall, you know, it's really, really sad. You know what some people do? 喂，你有没有听到对方？喂喂，他在这儿，哎，发生这样的事，哎，哇哇哇，哦，真的，哎，你知不知道这个？
You know, we hear about somebody falling, and we just start gossiping and sharing. Oh, did you hear this about so and so? Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, I gotta go tell my friends, you know.
约翰叫我哋呢，你见到人哋软弱跌低，应该系唔好批评佢，唔好论断佢，唔好喺佢背后讲是非。
What John is saying, when you see somebody fall, you know, you shouldn't be criticizing them. You shouldn't be gossiping about them.
反而你应该为佢祷告。
What you should do is you should pray for them.
我哋求主帮到佢，佢系软弱，佢需要力量。
We should pray because he's weak and he needs strength.
但系好多时我哋见到人哋跌低，我哋就踢佢多脚。哎呀，终于有今日。
And so often when we see somebody fall, you know, we just want to kick them and get while they're down and say, "Wow," you know.
你睇加拉太书第六章第一、第二节。
Look at Galatians chapter 6 verses 1 and 2.
加拉太书第六章第一、第二节，保罗又系劝我哋点样关心软弱人。
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2, Paul is also sharing with us how we should be concerned about the weaker brothers.
佢话大兄们，若有人傲然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourselves, lest you also be tempted.
你们各人的重担要互相担当，如此就完成了基督的律法。
Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
保罗讲得好好嘅，佢话傲然被罪所胜。
So Paul is saying, you know, take overtaken by a trespass.
在英文就冇讲傲然啊，但系中文嚟讲傲然呢个字。
In the Chinese, it says, It has a word that says overtaken. It means, you know, maybe by accident or by chance or maybe even periodically. But it's not in the English version.
那個偶然就是有兩個意義在這裡呢，就一方面就是意外，是不是？偶然發生是沒有心的，是偶然發生的。第二個意思就是耐不耐，是不是？考陣即係唔係經常，但係可能係耐不耐就發生，係咪先？咁所以我覺得係幾有意思，即係但係無論點，個意思就係話有人軟弱，有人跌低。
So whether it's by accident, whether it happens occasionally, the fact is John is saying that sometimes people fall.
有時我哋會軟弱，有時會跌低。有时我们会远离神。
Sometimes we're weak, sometimes we stumble, sometimes we turn away from the Lord.
不知你有没有试过，有没有经历过？
I don't know if you've ever experienced, if you've ever felt this,
但是在基督徒生命的时候遇到很多的试探，很多的压力，很多的挑战。
But you know, in Christian life, we face lots of trials, temptations, and obstacles.
有时真的会是跌低。
Sometimes we will fall and we will stumble.
我们跌低的时候，我们应该怎样做？
And when we stumble, what should we do?
保罗劝我们呢，属灵的人当用温柔的心帮对方。
And Paul is encouraging us that those who are spiritual to be gentle and to bring the others back.
好多时我们是即是见到人家跌低，我们不是温柔的，我们是怎样的？
So often, you know, you see somebody fall, you're not gentle. You know, this is the way we approach it.
喂，你跌低啊？你快点死啊！你就跌落地狱，你快点起身，你悔改啊你啊！
Yeah. So often you know, we come to him and he say, "You fell, you stumbled, you better get back up, man. You're gonna go to hell. You better get up now."
Yeah. 呢个一啲都唔温柔，即系有时可能人哋需要咧，你用即系双手摇下佢，喂醒啊醒啊！你真系唔清醒。
Sometimes we do need somebody to take us by the shoulders and shake us up, 系咪 ？And they say, "Wake up, man. You're in trouble."
但系多数咧，我哋需要一个人喺身边用个手搭住膊头，话弟兄。你軟弱嗎？我可唔可以關心你？
But usually what most people need is somebody to come alongside and tap us on the shoulder and say, "You having trouble? You need some help? Can
is there something I can do? Can I pray for you? 因为神是要我们温柔, 关心对方, because God wants us to be gentle in caring for the others.
这个意思就是想,
and the purpose is to bring them back to Christ. And to help them to come back to have a restored relationship with Jesus. You know, I believe that all of us have some sort of weakness that we will go through. You know, and when we're down and when we're out, we want somebody to care for us and pick us up. In the same ways, we should be willing to help others and pick them up.
这个讲的属灵的人,
and here it says, you which are spiritual.
即是你不要误会的属灵的人,不是说那些超级属灵的,即是一直在天上在云那里飘浮着。
It says spiritual people, it's not meaning the super, super spiritual people, you know, they're floating up in the clouds.
一个属灵人是什么?
What is a spiritual person?
一个愿意跟从耶稣, 按神的旨意行的。
Is somebody who's willing to follow Jesus and walk according to His word.
你今天是不是一个愿意跟从耶稣做基督徒的?
Are you somebody today who's willing to follow Jesus and be a Christian?
如果你有耶稣在你心里面,你就是属灵的。
If you have Jesus in your heart, then you're spiritual.
所以他说属灵人,即是指着你的。
And so it says spiritual person, he's talking about you.
我们是主的身体, 主的教会应该是关心对方。
And us as the body of Christ, the hands and feet of Christ, we should be willing to care for others who are weak.
这个就是属灵人的意思。 That's what it means by a spiritual person.
我们见到别人跌低, 我们应该是用神的爱来关心。
And so as we see other people fall and stumble, we should be there to pick them up, to help them pick them up.
保罗叫我们关心别人的需要，但是都要小心自己。 And Paul's telling us to be concerned about others, but at the same time, to be careful about ourselves.
因为我们可能自己都会跌低,
because we can also stumble.
要是关心别人的时候，好容易跌低。
And so often, it's easy to stumble when you're caring about somebody else.
讲几个例子,
let me share a few examples. Maybe you've experienced this.
你见到一个人是情绪低落, 你去关心他，他情绪低落，讲，哎，好，诉好多苦给你听，哎，好惨啊，发生咗呢样嗰样。
You know, you go and you try to help somebody. They're depressed. They're really depressed. And you know, you go and you try and help them, and they just start pouring all their troubles out on you. And they're just telling you, oh, it's so bad. It's so terrible.
你听啊听，哇，真系好惨，真系好痛苦，真系，哇，我有情绪低落。
And then you hear them talking about it, and you say, man, this really terrible. Well, it's getting me depressed. And you want to encourage him and lift him up, but you just fall down with him, right?
小心自己,
be careful in yourself, you know.
或者你去关心一个发脾气的闹人的，是猛震的。
Or maybe you want to go and encourage somebody, you know, they've lost their temper, they're mad, they're upset.
所以你去跟他聊聊天，哇，我想劝他，他关心，叫他不要那么闹。
So you want to go to him and say, hey, you know, don't be so upset, don't be so mad.
跟着他开始跟他讲啊, 即是投诉这样，投诉那样，讲啊，为什么闹的，发生这样，那样衰的。
And then, you know, he starts telling you, well, he's complaining about this, complaining about that, and talking about, well, this guy's terrible, you know, this is what happened.
Hey, it's really,
and then you listen and you listen, yeah, you're right, man, that's terrible, man, let's get that guy.
你又发脾气埋一份, and then you get upset with him. 所以保罗啊, 你想关心人, 小心自己。
You want to be concerned about others, watch out for yourself.
因为我们人人都是容易去
跌低。
Because all of us, it's possible for us to fall. 又想關心一個賭徒，我去同佢一齊去佢賭嘅地方，我想關心佢。跟住我見到佢又賭埋，哇！哇！不如一齊落啊！哇！你咁易贏啊！
You want to be encouraging, you know, you want to care for somebody that's gambling, and you go to the gambling house, you know, to watch out for him, and there he is gambling. You see other people, wow, so easy to make money. Wow, I'm going to gamble too.
有時我哋教弟兄咧就戒咗毒，我哋去關心一啲吸毒者，唔小心自己見到佢拍針，我情緒唔好，哇！又俾埋我佢。
You know, sometimes we go and care for ex-drug addict brothers, you know, and if you're not strong, you know, you go and you watch out for them and they're shooting up and you say, hey, give me the needle, I want some too.
有冇試過有啲人去飲酒？我冇話飲酒唔好，我唔好飲醉。
The Bible never says that it's bad to drink, it says don't get drunk.
所以有個朋友佢成日飲醉去酒吧麻醉自己，咁我想关心佢，同佢一齐去酒吧。唉，我关心佢啫嘛，系同喺佢身边啊，仲有佢朋友支持。
And so I go with him to the bar. I just want to be an encouragement and lift him up.
佢又饮杯，我同佢醒杯，跟住一杯又两杯又三杯又十杯，跟住
翻屋企咯。
And so I just want to encourage him. He says, "Come on, let's have a drink." And so I want to be a support. So one cup, two cups, three cups, five cups. Oh man, I get drunk.
小心自己想关心佢，自己跌埋一份。
So watch out when you want to care for somebody. Watch out for yourself, for you fall and stumble too.
但可能最普遍见到，当我哋关心别人跌低系点样跌低？
But maybe the most common thing that we see when you want to care for somebody and you fall, how do you fall?
就是高高在上，想着你衰啦，你软弱啦，你睇下我就咁熟练，我系祈祷，我唔会跌啦，你学下我啦。
Maybe the biggest way that we stumble, you come with the attitude that, man, you're messed up. You fell. You know, look at me. I'm spiritual. I'm not fallen. I'm strong in the Lord. You should be like me.
当你有呢种态度嘅时候，你已经跌低咗。
When you have that attitude, you have already fallen.
你跌落去咩罪里边
？And what sin have you fallen into?
骄傲。
You fallen into the sin of pride.
系咪？即系我哋有好多种罪噶嘛，有骄傲，有懒惰，有自私，都系罪。
And so, you know, sin is sin, you know, there's pride, there's laziness, there's self-centeredness.
保罗劝我哋，你关心别人，承认一点，自己冇免疫嘅。承认第二点，自己都有软弱。
So Paul is telling us, when you go to help somebody, admit, you're not immune.And you've also got weaknesses.
我想做个访问，边个冇软弱举手
？I'll just do a little survey right now, and you can help me out. Who among us has no weakness?
边个完全冇软弱举手
？Who has no weakness? Raise your hand.
哇，冇人举手，即系我哋个都承认我哋有软弱，系咪？
边个有软弱举手
？Who has a weakness? Raise your hand.
我第一个承认我有软弱，
所以我哋要关心别人，系知道自己都有问题。
即系好似耶稣同嗰个被捉犯奸淫嘅女人，佢点样讲
？It's like when Jesus was talking to them when they caught the lady in adultery.
耶稣怎样说过法律说我们应该钉死他耶稣你说怎样
You know, they came and they said, Jesus, you know, the law says we should stone her. What do you say?
耶稣说谁个没罪先拿起石头打死他
Jesus said, he who has no sin, pick up the first stone.
没一个够胆因为个都知道自己有罪。
And nobody was willing to pick up a stone because they each knew they had sin. 睇哥林多前书十章十一至十三节。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11 to 13.
哥林多前书十章十一至十三。
1 Corinthians 10 chapter 11 to 13. Chapter 10 verse 11 to 13.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为尴尬，并且写在经上，正如警戒我们这末世的人。
Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonishment.
I've got weakness, I can't read.
Upon whom the end of the ages have come.
所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he falls.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
No temptation has overcome you except such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will always also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
保罗的解释是很好，他讲的旧约圣经的事情的。
And Paul is explaining very clearly, he's talking about the Old Testament stuff.
他说旧约圣经那些所发生的事是我们的借镜。
He's saying all the stuff that happened in the Old Testament is for us like an example. It's a mirror to reflect on.
有些人软弱跌低，有些人成功 是得胜。
Some people were weak and fall, others were strong and they overcame.
我们要看他跌低为什么软弱，看为什么他得胜，就学习。
And so we should look and see why they were weak and fell, or why they were strong and overcome and became overcomers.
跟住佢系从佢身上我哋学习点样去倚靠神。
And then we should learn from their examples how to walk with the Lord.
第十二节佢讲明啊，站立得稳，你自己觉得站立得稳，小心免得你跌倒。
But then he says, if you think you're strong, be careful, lest you fall.
这个是讲骄傲的问题。
And that's talking about pride.
如果你觉得你这么劲，你这么企硬，小心，可能会跌。
And if you think that you're standing so strong on your own that you're okay, be careful, you might fall.
但是他跟着说，你所遇见的试探神都是信实，给你一个出路，是人人都会面对。
And then he goes on to say that all the temptations that you face are common to everybody, but God is faithful; He will give you a way out.
好多时候我同人哋辅导倾偈，佢话牧师你唔明啊，你真系你混住喺教会里边个温室，你唔知道出边世界系点，我系冇计嘅，喺呢事逼埋嚟咧，我系唔跌系唔得嘅，你唔明白出边系点啊？
So often I'm counseling with people and sharing with them, and they come back to me and say, Pastor, you don't understand. You're in the church. You're isolated in the church. It's nice in the church, you know. Outside in the real world, you know, we live, you know, there's pressures, there's temptations. I have no choice. I have to sin because of the environment.
你有没有听过人家这么说？
逼于无计。如果你是我这个环境，你都会这样。I have no choice. If you were in my situation, you'd do the same.
Maybe. 圣经讲明哦，你所遇见的试探是人人都遇到。
The Bible says all the temptations you're facing, everybody else is facing the same thing.
你遇到的试探，神要给你一条出路。
And what you're facing, God's going to give you a way out.
你可以站立得稳，你可以抵挡佢，你可以得胜。
You can endure it, you can handle it, you can overcome it.
因为你依靠神嘅能力，你愿意依靠神嘅能力，你必得胜。
If you trust in the Lord, you can be an overcomer.
唔好俾自己咁多借口。
Don't give yourself, make all these excuses for yourself.
神系要俾我哋力量可以得胜。God will give us the strength to overcome。但系当我哋跌低，当我哋软弱，我哋需要彼此关心。彼此扶起。 But when we do fall, when we do stumble, we need to come in love and pick each other up. 你见到人家跌低，应该怎么做？ When you see people fall down, what should you do? 第一，为自己祈祷。 First, you should pray for yourself. 靠神给你刚强。面对有爱心。 Pray that God will give you strength that you can face it and that you can have love to care for them. 第二呢，要不要批评对方。 Number two, you should not criticize the person that stumbled. 第三呢，要为他祈祷。 Number three, you need to pray for the person that fell. 跟着第四呢，你可能要主动去关心他，谦卑的心帮到他起翻身。And then number four, you need to humbly go to them and try and help them get back up. Be a support to them. 这个就是我们基督徒应该彼此关心，彼此代靠，彼此支持。And so as Christians, we should be concerned about each other, we should be praying for one another, and we should be supporting each other.你周围忙，你有几多时间会为我哋教会弟兄姊妹祈祷 ？Look around you. How much time do you spend praying for the people sitting next to you, or in this church? 你有冇按佢嘅名为佢祷告 ？Do you pray for them by their name? 你有冇知道佢面对嘅困难、佢工作嘅压力、佢学校嘅压力、佢家庭嘅压力 ？Do you know the struggles they're going through in their school, in their home, in their workplace?你会为他关心，为他祷告吗？ Are you concerned about them? Do you pray for them? 我们应该的，应该彼此代求，彼此支持大家。 We should be praying for each other and supporting each other. 请我看罗马书十五章。 Look in Romans chapter 15. 罗马书十五章第一、第二节。 In verse 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 15.我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。 We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. 我们各人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. 保罗劝我们要彼此担当，彼此担待对方的软弱。 Paul is encouraging us to care and carry the burdens of each other. 你坚固人，属灵人，好有意思哦。You know, if you notice in these passages we looked at, it said, those that think you're strong, those that are spiritual. 我感谢主佢咁样写嘅。I praise God that that's what it says. 如果佢咁样写咧，你会觉得点 ？If it said it this way, what do you think? 你们作传道人、作牧师嘅，应当担待不坚固人的软弱。Those of you who are pastors and leaders in the church ought to bear the scruples of the weak.咁样写好唔好啊 ？Is that the way it should be？ 冇反应啊！你明白我意思吗？如果你系一个基督徒，你想跟从耶稣，佢系写你嘅，应当担当，唔系话诶射博啊，牧师嘅责任啊，我唔使啊，叫牧师做咯。It's saying, you know, if you are a Christian, if you're walking with God, you're a spiritual person.He's talking about you. But so often we say, hey, it's not my problem. You know, let's give it to the pastor. That's the pastor's job. Let him do it. 你们属灵人应该关心大家。弟兄姊妹应该彼此关心。And so as spiritual people, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we should be encouraging and caring for one another. 其实有好多时候呢，是
弟兄姊妹彼此关心才做得到，牧师来呢都没用的。
You know, so often, you know, as brothers and sisters in Christ, as we go and care for each other, we can do it, but the pastor can't do it.
我是第一，如果咁多人，边个得闲同每一个人 去知道咁多事，逐个逐个去关心。
For number one, as a pastor, how can I know everybody's weakness and go and deal with every situation and everything? It's impossible.
第二呢，好多时候呢，就算边个系最识得嗰个软弱嘅人，边个系最了解佢面对嘅事情。
And number two, who knows the person that fell the most? Who understands them? Who's been with them?
其实如果他你身边的，可能你跟他一起长大，可能你带他回教会，可能你带他认识主，看着他一起成长。
Maybe you're the person that grew up with them. Maybe you're the person that brought him to Christ. Maybe you're the person that's been growing in Christ alongside with him.
你知道他面对的困难，你知道他的软弱，你知道他的压力。
And you know the troubles and difficulties they're facing. You know their personality. You know the pressure they're under.
其实你去关心是最理想。
And for you to go and be concerned about them, it's the best.
因为可能你说不如我找牧师跟你倾偈咯。
Maybe you come to him and say, hey, let's get the can I invite the pastor to come and talk to you?
喂，唔要，喂，唔要牧师，好大压力啊！唔要佢知道我啲嘢喎，唔俾我觉得好有威胁感啊！唔好。
You know, you say, hey, come, let's take you to the pastor. They say, oh, no, I don't want to talk to the pastor. That's a lot of pressure. You know, he's going to know what's going on with me. No, that's too much. I don't want the pastor.
跟住我哋做牧师咧，我哋去关心人咧，即系好。佢好軟弱，你一去敲門咧，見下佢，佢點？牧師你好嗎？
You know, as leaders of the church, so often, you know, when we go to care for somebody, you know, we go and knock on the door, and all of a sudden they do a face shift, you know, and they go, "Hi, Pastor."
我好多唔想你知道佢做緊啲咩事，佢唔想你知道佢背後嘅困難啊嘛。
Because so often they don't want us to know what's really going on, right?
弟兄姊妹，我做好多辅导。
Yeah, I do a lot of counseling.
我是发现到，就算牧师劝导人做辅导，是不足够。
I do a lot of counseling, and I've discovered that even with all the counseling that I can do, it's not enough.
牧师传道不能代替弟兄姊妹自己彼此关心、彼此关顾。
And the pastor going and counseling is not going to substitute for brothers and sisters in Christ caring for one another.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
圣经叫我们彼此关心是大家有份。
And the Bible tells us to care for one another, and that means that we all should be involved.
最好就是每人有啲属灵嘅伙伴。
I think it's best if we all have a spiritual partner or partners.
我面对试探，面对软弱，我可以打俾佢话：，喂，我而家系唔掂啊，你可唔可以为我祈祷
？And you know, when I'm facing troubles and situations, I can pick up the phone and call my brother and say, "Hey, I'm going through a struggle right now. Can you pray for me?"
或者我哋系廿四小时系有个人，我哋知道咧一。发个短信俾佢咧，佢就会喺度关心我嘅。
Or maybe you know, 24 hours a day, we know if I send a text message to this guy or WeChat or I don't know whatever you call it, WhatsApp. Yeah, they're gonna be there and they're gonna pray and they know that what's going on. There'll be support.
我哋每人都需要一班人可以喺我哋身边，系咁样支持我哋。
All of us need a group of people around us that can be a support for us like that.
你愿唔愿意做嗰个支持者
？Are you willing to become that support for other people?
唔好净系谂住我，虽然人哋关心我，你谂住我点样去关心人。
Don't just be thinking that I need somebody to support me. Why don't we start thinking I need to start supporting others?
你睇罗马书十四章第一至三节。
Look at Romans chapter 14, verse 1 to 3.
罗马书十四章一至三节。
Romans 14, 1 to 3.
信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to dispute over doubtful things.
有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。
For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables.
吃的人不可轻看不吃的人。不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。
Do not let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him.
哇，嘿，牧师讲咩？又吃菜又吃肉啊，同我哋软弱有咩关系？
Maybe you're thinking, Pastor, what are you talking about? Eating vegetables, eating meat, what's that got to do with being weak?
其实我哋人生好多灰色地带嘅嘢，系咪？
You know, in our lives, there are a lot of gray areas, right?
唔係黑白分明，可以不可以
？It's not black and white saying that you can or you cannot do it.
可能係呢度講緊吃拜祭之物嘅。即是献祭那些可不可以吃的。
Maybe in this passage it's talking about food that's been offered to idols.
但是在那个情况里面，我们可以一样 是知道是讲紧很多灰色地带的事。
But we can also realize that the essence of the passage is talking about many gray areas.
例如食烟可以不可以，做基督徒可不可以食烟，钉耳窿可以吗？男仔嘅基督徒可以钉耳窿吗？
How about smoking cigarettes? Is it okay to smoke? How about for guys getting an earring? Is that okay?
我染头发咧，我想染啊绿色，我下个星期翻嚟绿色得唔得啊？
How about getting my hair dyed? I'm going to get green hair next week. Is that cool, man? Come back to church with green hair? Awesome, hey?
即系有好多好多，我哋系灰色地带，得唔得？可能这个人觉得是可以，我只是吃斋的，我吃蔬菜的，我吃健康的食物，你们吃福喜麦当劳的麦乐鸡，岂有此理啊。
I just believe all I should eat is, you know, healthy food and vegetables, and that's, you know, God has given you the body, you got to eat, and you're eating that McDonald's muck lock guy that was contaminated, and man, you're out of it. How can you be a Christian?
Right? 我哋好中意，我有我嘅立场睇法，我有我嘅领袖，我哋好中意将我嘅领袖强制于别人。
So often we like to take what I feel my conviction is, and I take my conviction and I force it on everybody else.
我要个个都系好似我一样有同一个领袖，
and I want everybody else to have the same conviction that I have.
保罗叫我哋唔好论断人，唔好轻看人。
Paul is telling us don't despise them and don't judge them.
你可以为佢祈祷。You can pray for him. 但如果呢个系神俾佢嘅领袖，你系要接纳佢。
But if this is the conviction that God has given them, you need to accept them in Christ.
嗱，佢继续讲落去系十四章十五节至到廿一节。
He keeps going on in chapter 14 of Romans down to 15 and 21.
佢继续讲同一个嘅道理 ，and he keeps talking about the same thing. 十五节，你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。
Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one which Christ died for.
跟住跳到廿一节， and then got down to verse 21. 无论是吃肉，是吃喝酒，是什么别的事，
叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak.
我哋身为基督徒，系咪要做好多令到别人跌倒？我唔饮酒。
I don't drink.
我因为我唔想令到别人跌低，所以我唔饮酒。
Because I don't want to be a stumbling block for other people, so I don't drink.
我觉得我可以饮酒，圣经冇话饮酒系错。
I think I could drink. The Bible never says drinking is bad.
圣经话唔好饮醉。
The Bible says don't get drunk.
咁如果我系晏昼落去食饭，就叫一樽啤酒，我同师母一杯，佢一杯，我哋两个人饮一杯，咁啊。我哋未必飲醉。
Let's say in the afternoon I go down to lunch and I get a bottle of beer and I pour a cup and Kitty gets a cup and you know I've had one cup and she's got one cup. We may not get drunk.
但係跟住 Kyle 就行過嚟，見到我哋飲酒，佢誒牧師又飲酒喎，我又飲喎。And then Kyle comes walking by, hey pastor, drinking beer, I'm going to get some. 所以佢就係一樽自己飲曬，飲完一樽又一樽又一樽又一樽。
And so he's sitting there at the table, he's got one bottle and two bottles and three and four and five bottles. Yeah!
Kyle, 你做咩事飲咁多酒?
I come to him, I say, Kyle, what are you doing drinking so much beer?
你又飲我睇到你飲喎，你飲得我又得咯。
And Kyle says, hey, I saw you drinking it, so I'm going to drink it. It's okay for you, it's okay for me.
咁我係咪令到佢跌低?
Was I causing the stumble?
因為我唔想令到 Kyle 跌低。所以我唔飲酒。
I don't want to cause Kyle to stumble, so I don't drink.
我係咪因為我唔飲酒屬靈啲?
Is it because I don't drink that does that make me spiritual?
絕對不是。
No.
係咪因為一個人覺得佢可以飲一杯酒係屬靈啲?
Is it because somebody thinks he can drink a cup of beer? Does that make him more spiritual?
絕對不是。呢個個人領受。
This is not making anybody more spiritual. This is a personal conviction.
你有你個人領受，你係按照你個人領受嚟做人。
And as you have your personal conviction, you walk according to your conviction.
有啲嘢未必係令到人哋跌低，但人哋未必中意你做嘅嘢。
There might be some things that people don't like you doing, but it doesn't mean it's going to cause them to stumble.
琴晚我哋呢度有個爵士音樂會。
Last night we had a jazz music concert here last night.
可能有啲人唔中意教會有爵士音樂。
Maybe there's some people that don't like the church to have loud jazz music in the church.
咁啊，我哋琴晚就唔係因為人哋唔中意所以唔搞，但係我哋搞一個爵士音樂會唔等於會令到人哋跌低喎。所以有啲唔同嘅係咪先？
But maybe, you know, you're having jazz music in the church is maybe some people don't like it, but, you know, that doesn't mean that it's going to cause them to fall and stumble. So we have to be able to make a distinction.
如果我食煙，我喺度一路講到一路雪茄，你中唔中意？
How about if I was standing up here preaching and with a cigar in my mouth?
當然唔中意，因為冇煙環境嘛，要落街先食嘛，係咪
？Of course you don't like that because this should be a smokeless environment. We should go outside to smoke, right?
所以我哋係我唔係叫你食煙，我唔係叫你飲酒，我叫你衡量聖靈感動你應該做啲乜嘢。
I'm not telling you to smoke or not smoke or drink or not drink. I'm asking you to examine your heart and what is the Holy Spirit asking you to do.
但我哋唔好論斷別人，唔好批評，反而温柔關心。
So we shouldn't judge or criticize others. What we should do is humbly be concerned for them.
我哋睇翻約翰一書五章。
Let's go back really quickly to 1 John chapter 5, verse 16.
约翰一书第五章十六节， 就讲到呢个至于死嘅罪同埋不至于死嘅罪。Here in this verse it says that there's a sin that leads to death and there's a sin that doesn't lead to death。佢话唔好为嗰啲犯至于死嘅罪嘅人祈祷。It says don't pray for those that commit a sin leading to death。佢讲紧乜嘢事啊？咩叫至于死嘅罪、不至于死嘅罪 ？What is he talking about? A sin that leads to death？
好，简单分析。好多国家有死刑，系咪 ？Lots of countries have the death penalty, right？ 新加坡运毒就一定要死刑啊。In Singapore, if you smuggle drugs, you get the death penalty.
中国有冇死刑啊
？Is there a death penalty in China？
在中国有至于死的罪有不至于死的罪有些终身监禁有些是困住十年的
So in China there is sin committed that is worthy of death and others it's worthy of life in prison or 10 years in prison
那我们上个星期好像上个星期美国有个判死刑的打毒针是新的配方就是人家批评那个毒针两个钟头的人都不死很痛苦
Just last week on the news in the United States somebody got the death shot for the death penalty and they had a new formula in this and I think it was like 2 hours the guy was struggling before he actually died and a lot of criticism you know about all that
他是不是说死刑的问题
is John talking about the death penalty
或者是或者不是
maybe maybe not
有些人是慢性自杀的是不是至于死的罪
some people commit slow suicide
因为我食烟危害健康慢性自杀是不是至于死的罪
because if I'm smoking a cigarette I'm killing my body because it's destroying my health am I committing a sin worthy of death
因为迟早会死是不是可能是的不知道是不是
maybe that's what he's talking about maybe not
但我想告诉你一个事实所有罪是至于死的罪
I want you to know the truth all sin is leading to death
因为圣经说明罪的公价乃是死
because the Bible says the wages of sin is death
亚当夏娃因为吃禁果神告诉他你所有的果子可以吃但你吃禁果的时候你就会死
God told Adam and Eve in the garden you can eat all the fruits of the garden but this one fruit don't eat it the time you eat it you will die
跟着他吃了是不是毒苹果来的
Was it a poison apple?
不是毒苹果来的是一个神分别出来的果子当他吃他是叛逆不听话偏行己路
It was just a normal fruit and God set it apart and when they ate it they became disobedient, rebellious and they walked their own path
因为他的行为他偏行己路不听神的话于是他跟神的关系断绝他就从属灵方面死了
and because they turned away from God they died spiritually and they were separated from God
所有罪是至于死的罪 All sin leads to death 是神的怜悯是给我们可以不是即死
It's by the grace of God that we don't die instantly when we sin
你一犯罪行出街就怕闪电劈死我、哎、
You know you commit a sin and you walk out in the street I'm afraid the lightning is going to strike You know
神的怜悯你还有今时今日
It's by God's grace that you're still here today
但是旧约圣经我们看到另外一些的罪是特别标出来是死
But in the Old Testament we see some sins that are specifically mentioned that are leading to death
如果你记得阿伦两个仔他做祭司献的祭是神不喜悦他即死
If you remember Aaron had two sons and they offered strange fire as soon as they offered the strange fire they died like that
有一个约书亚攻耶利哥城，有一个士兵叫阿干，佢就收买啲财物，佢就要因为咁就死。
If you remember when Joshua and the children of Israel attacked the city of Jericho, one of them, Achan, he disobeyed, and he stole some possessions and hid them, and he had to pay with his life.
有何拉党嘅系反对摩西，地就开咗吞咗佢落去，活生生吞佢落去。
Or maybe Korah, and his clan, they opposed Moses and God, and the ground opened up and swallowed them alive.
呢旧约圣经嘅事好可怕。
This happened in the Old Testament.
新约圣经有冇？How about in the New Testament? Anything like that happen?
Yes. 使徒行传第五章
Acts chapter 5
系呢个嘅看有嘅事件，就系亚拿尼亚同埋佢太太撒菲拉。
So Ananias and Sapphira, very unusual situation.
佢因为系欺骗彼得同埋圣灵。神就要佢仆死，即时仆死。
Because they were deceiving Peter and the Holy Spirit, they instantly died.
今时今日系我侍奉嘅30几年，我未见过咁嘅事发生。
I've never seen this sort of thing happen in my 30-some years of ministry.
但系保罗喺哥林多前书第五章第五节讲一样好奇妙嘅事。
But Paul mentions one thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. It's very strange.
佢讲紧一啲处理紧哥林多教会好多问题。
Paul is trying to handle lots of the situations and the problems in the Corinthian church.
有好多人犯罪，好多人做唔啱嘅事。There are people committing lots of sins and doing bad things.
讲有一个特别离谱嘅。保罗话要咁样处理
，but there's one guy that was really extreme, and this is what Paul said to handle it.
要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体，使他灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
Says turn him over to Satan, that his body will be destroyed, but his soul will be saved.
有冇试过将一个人交给魔鬼？要佢败坏身体，但系灵魂得救。
Have you ever done that? Turn somebody over to Satan.
嘅意思就系我哋教会安全窝，将佢赶出教会，唔好俾佢喺教会聚会嘅，喺翻出边世界混住喺世界里边打滚，俾佢经历下。可能魔鬼会诛责佢，但系佢会反省，佢反省嘅时候可以得救。
I think what it means is that, you know, don't let him fellowship in the body of Christ, put him back out in the world, let him experience what it's life in the world, and maybe Satan's going to abuse him and beat him up, but maybe because of being beat up and abused by Satan, he'll come to his senses, he'll repent, and he'll be saved.
有至于死的罪，不至于死的罪。有的人会问，我有没有犯这个亵渎圣灵的罪？
You know, a sin leading to death and a sin leading not to death, and people will come and say, have I committed the unpardonable sin?
你知道有一个罪是没办法宽恕吗？
Do you know there's a sin that cannot be forgiven?
是不能宽恕的罪。
It cannot be forgiven.
耶稣就讲明所有的罪可以得宽恕，但有一个亵渎圣灵的罪不能宽恕。
Jesus said all sins can be forgiven, but this one sin, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, cannot be forgiven.
哇，你知不知道亵渎圣灵是什么？
Do you know what it is to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit?
好多人担心，我今天祈祷认罪悔改，又听日又犯罪认罪悔改，后日又犯罪认罪悔改，我是不是犯了亵渎圣灵的罪？神会不会撇死我的？
So many people come and they say, Pastor, if I committed unpardonable sin, I repented today my sin, but tomorrow I go and commit sin again and I repent, and then the next day, and then I repent, and then the next day, and then if I committed the unpardonable sin?
对不起，你未，咁样就唔系犯亵渎嘅罪。
That is not the unpardonable sin.
因为耶稣讲咩叫亵渎圣灵
？What did Jesus say the unpardonable sin is?
耶稣当时行一个神迹赶鬼。
At that time, Jesus worked a miracle. He cast a demon out of a man.
法利赛人见到就话佢用鬼王嘅力量赶鬼。
The Pharisees saw what Jesus did and they said he used the power of the king of the devils to cast out the devil.
耶稣说如果鬼王的力量赶鬼，鬼的家就是分裂，就不会起立。
Jesus said if the devil is casting out the devil, his house is divided and it will not stand.
跟住耶稣话，所有嘅罪可以宽恕，唯有亵渎圣灵唔可以宽恕。
And then Jesus said, all sins can be forgiven, only the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
咩意思啊 ？What's he saying？ 佢见到耶稣行神迹，但系佢当唔系神做，系魔鬼做，即是佢拒绝耶稣嘅神迹。圣灵透过耶稣做呢个神迹，佢拒绝。
So they saw Jesus work the miracle, but they didn't accept it as a miracle from God. They're claiming that he's doing it through the power of Satan. So they're rejecting Jesus, and they're rejecting the miracles that the Holy Spirit is doing through Jesus.
所以耶稣话亵渎圣灵咁解。
And so Jesus said that's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
如果你拒绝耶稣嘅，可唔可以得救？
If you reject Jesus, can you be saved?
冇人反应啊！拒绝耶稣可唔可以得救？
If you reject Jesus, can you be saved?
No. 唔可以嘅。如果我哋唔相信耶稣，可唔可以上天堂？
If you do not believe in Jesus, can you go to heaven?
唔可以。如果我唔接受耶稣，我拒绝耶稣，神可唔可以宽恕我嘅罪？
If I reject Jesus and deny Jesus, can God forgive my sins? No.
所以亵渎圣灵嘅意思就系拒绝耶稣，唔接受耶稣就系神嘅儿子，唔接受佢嘅宽恕，唔接受佢嘅恩典。
So blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is rejecting Jesus, not accepting that he is the Son of God, that he paid the price for our sins and can forgive us.
如果你是不停犯罪、不停悔改，你担心 你犯了亵渎圣灵的罪，我告诉你，你未，因为你还是担心，你还有知觉，你还有良知，你还有良心。
If you're concerned that you committed the unpardonable sin, I can tell you today you have not committed the unpardonable sin because you still have a conscience. You're still concerned about if you committed it or not.
如果你真的犯了这个亵渎罪的，你不会关心，你不会理，你会说知你我没有天堂地狱神魔鬼，我不理那么多，我是照做我自己的事，我不关心。
If you truly commit the unpardonable sin, you don't care about heaven, you don't care about hell, you don't care about God, you don't care about Jesus or Satan or anything. You just go do your own thing and you don't care about all this religious stuff.
如果那天你今时今日你危险，
If that's you today, you're in danger.
但如果你还有关心，你有得救，你有机会。
But if you're still concerned, you have a chance, you have an opportunity.
不至于死的罪还有可以悔改。
Sin that does not lead to death, you can still repent.
今天我不知道你在哪里，你是不是一个需要关心的人，还是一个需要开始关心别人的人？
I don't know where you're at today. Are you somebody that needs to start caring for others? Or are you somebody that needs somebody to care for you?
你是不是一个已经远离神，已经跌低过，你需要回到神的身边？
Have you fallen? Have you turned away from God? Do you need to come back to God?
如果你远离过神，我今日话你听，神爱你，佢接纳你。
If you have turned away from God, I can tell you this morning, God loves you, He accepts you.
只要你谦卑翻翻到佢身边，我哋个都系软弱人。
All of us are weak people.
人哋批评教会，教会全部都系嗰啲残兵嚟嘅，个都系有需要拐杖，所以我先至翻教会。我承认系嘅，我系软弱，我需要耶稣。
People criticize the church and say the church is just nothing but messed up people that need a crutch. Well, I say, yes, we are. I'm messed up. I need the help.
即係如果你承認自己有需要，你就先至可以謙卑接受神嘅愛。
It's only when you admit that you have a need that you can come and receive God's grace.
今日神嘅恩典喺度嘅，你願唔願意接受？
God's grace is here this morning. Do you want to receive it?
我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，今天我们可以听你的话语，靠主你的圣灵开窍我们的心，让我们明白你的真理，
主啊，我为我哋当中好多软弱嘅弟兄姊妹祷告，求主俾我哋可以翻翻到你嘅身边，求主再次兴起我哋，俾我一个悔改嘅灵，愿意认罪，愿意谦卑，接受主你嘅教导。主要靠你俾我哋有呢个心，就想去关心别人。我哋需要耶稣你嘅爱，俾我哋可以彼此关心，彼此照顾。当我哋大家低头嘅时候，我想问，我哋当中有冇人觉得你远离过神？你是跌低那位，今天耶稣想扶回你先。今天是一个机会，你可以跟耶稣说，耶稣请你宽恕我，我软弱，我需要你力量，求你帮我。如果你有承认自己需要耶稣扶回你起身，请你举手，我想为你祈祷。见到，见到，见到，见到，见到，感谢主，见到，见到，好多人举手，仲有冇？我需要耶稣嘅力量，我需要耶稣嘅关怀，有冇？感谢主，可以跟住我祈祷，亲爱主耶稣，我对唔住你，我软弱过，我跌低过。我知道你爱我，我知道你想帮我，我求主宽恕我的罪，求圣灵再一次洗干净我心，求圣灵充满我，求耶稣的宝血洁净我，帮我可以克服罪恶，帮我起翻身。多谢你爱我，接纳我，奉耶稣名求， Amen。